August 9th. No, it's not August 9th. What is it? September! It's September already! September 8th, 2016.
8th of September.
Geeks Next Door, episode 26. God, we're getting up there. That's pretty awesome. Good job, guys. What is half a year? Half a year is this our half year anniversary?
Yeah.
Hey.
We got rid of Ryan.
21 weeks.
26
yeah,
weeks.
We got 26 got, weeks, Adam. Oh,
yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is our half year anniversary. Happy anniversary, guys. Oh, I didn't get you guys. I feel bad. And Adam, Ryan's gone for it. Just sad.
We got two D's, an A, and a C.
Yep, no Ryan here tonight. So
hanging out.
Since
no
Ryan's
R's.
Not here and we don't got to talk about him a lot, Dave had a great idea that we'll just kind of go around and we'll talk a little bit about how we met kind of like the next person or something, and we'll go from there. Or how each person met the next person, right?
Each person makes
it's kind of what you meant. The I, next think. I don't know. Right. So, anyways, I'll talk about Dave. Dave will talk about Dave or Adam. Adam will talk about Dave too, and then we'll kind of go around. We'll say how much we hate Ryan as well. So, I've known Dave since Dave one. This is Dave since what, kindergarten?
Yeah.
We went to the same kindergarten together, which is fucking weird because you're not supposed to know friends from kindergarten when you're 35. I think we're like 35 now.
Yeah, okay. In your head.
The first thing I remember about Dave was I was building a tunnel with those bricks, those fucking like cardboard bricks that are just
those things are awesome.
They just look like bricks. They're painted to look like bricks. And I was making this cool tunnel and I was underneath the tunnel and Dave made it all crash down on me. Hey. And then he probably said something like Batman bitch, so I don't know.
That's pretty dramatic to remember.
Did you get up and kind of say, come at me, bro?
No, I don't remember what was happening back then.
You got up and dunked on him.
Maybe. I guess like I got up and dunked on
him. There are tears. There's just to cry a lot more.
And it was weird because I had a Spider-Man birthday party, and I didn't really like read comics or anything, so I don't know why I had a Spider-Man birthday party.
Spider-Man I bet you it was just on sale then. Or something.
Thanks, Mom. That's how much love you have for me. I wonder, was it like a cartoon in the 80s, early 80s? Was it a cartoon even? I don't even know.
Yeah, there's cartoons.
Spider-Man and Friends.
But yeah, this would have been like 83, like 84.
Justice, Super Friends. Super Friends, no. When was that on?
I don't remember that being a cartoon. I don't know. You're probably right. It was probably on sale, and it was fun, and Dave came to the party, and then we started hanging a little bit more during high school, and then after high school as well, so... and the rest is history. So that's us, right?
Right.
Got anything to add to that?
Like, yeah, it was super weird because it's like in all things at that time, we shouldn't have like wanted to be friends with each other because you didn't like the same things that I liked at that time. You really liked running around and basketball and stuff like that. Even at a young age, you were like, I'm so good at basketball, it's not even...
Why does he sound like Rocky?
That's how I talk.
Because... Right.
six-year-old, and
stuff like that. Now it's just like, I like playing Foursquare, so Foursquare was a good binding factor of like, it was a sport, kind of, but it was a sport that I was able to good at because you didn't really need to move around a lot in it.
Yeah.
So I think that was a binding factor of how, like... I can kind of like a sport.
Yeah, but you know what's... So I have... And we'll talk about this a little later. I had this comic buying experience, and I just kept thinking, I don't know how to fucking, like, collect these. And you didn't try to teach me how to collect comics in the fourth grade like you were supposed to.
I know. And what did you want to do? Play T-ball.
Right. So I went and played T-ball. Or in the second grade, whatever. Anyways, so what about you, Dave? How do you know Adam? How did you get to know Adam? What did you think of him? Why did you think he's such a fucking awesome metrosexual back then?
Yeah,
not back
super
in the
metrosexual. Day. Like it was.
I turned
like,
it into
people like you know Adam was on the fringe of people that I knew for like a long time, but then like I kind of like started hanging out with him like a lot more in high school, and then because we're both super weird, dude, and like we were both. Like, we were both people who would be able to do what we would just do whatever because it made people laugh at the time. It was all like, hey, let's throw ourselves down the stairs. You know why? That's a super fun thing to do. It'll make people laugh. Adam used to be really small. I mean, he's still the, you know, the smallest person of the people we hang out with.
I would still enjoy that.
25.
You were telling Joy that you were small?
No. Yeah, like, back in high school, I... probably weighed 115-120.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Skinny, dude. It was like ridiculous.
I think I passed that when I was like in kindergarten. You're like, yep, 121.
No. This was like in the middle of like junior, senior year, I think I was right around 120. And that was crazy skinny, tiny. I don't know how the fuck I did that, but...
Probably lots of cocaine and ecstasy, I'm guessing.
Yep, might be.
All right, but, so yeah, you guys bonded over being Kramer, all right? Throwing yourself around the room and stuff.
And then everybody really... moved away.
Right, and it was all like, everyone's all like, we have other things to do. And I'm like, we like Legos.
And video games.
Can you expound upon that?
One time, I don't know why, like, we were at Adam's dad's house, and, like, he had bunk beds in his room, and we'd stayed up, like, 1,000 hours playing Legos, because I kept wanting to build a Veritek fighter out of Legos.
Pretty much.
And it was super weird, because there was no, like, Adam was like, I'm going to go to bed, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to finish playing Legos. And... we just, instead of being sleeping in separate beds in the bunk bed, we slept in the same bed.
Head to foot, though.
Yeah, that's not weird at all. That's completely normal. So,
like, it was super weird that, but it was like, he was just like, whatever. And then, like, I remember, like, your dad and your stepmom went out of town, and we were the only ones there, and then all of a sudden we were like, hey, we should go to the store and buy a whole bunch of food and deep fry, like, 1,000 pounds of food.
We tried frying an apple.
We tried frying everything. And then we thought it was a good idea. We had, like, I don't know, Matt Lang come over and Mike Filatic come over, and we just wrestled, like, hardcore wrestled, like
furniture out of the living room.
And moved all the furniture out of the room. And we're just like, let's just beat the crap out of each other. Like, straight up, like, no punching to the face, but it was, like, Fight Club style. Like, let's just try and armbar people and, like, leg lock people before we even knew what anything was, because... we played a bunch of video games that showed you how to do cool arm bars, and we're like, hey, does this work? And it was like, oh, ow, that really hurts.
So you guys, like, sleep in the same bed and wrestle together. I'm completely understanding why your friendship is so strong.
Right. It's super weird. It's true. And just, like, let's oil ourselves up. And then that, I was like, Adam, that went too far. He was wearing his, like, because Adam used to swim a lot. And, like, he was like, look at my Speedo. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, this is all completely normal. It's pretty awesome that, like, most people are like, hey, our parents are in town, let's have a party. You guys are like, hey, our parents are in town, let's deep fry an apple.
Right. No, it was chunks of apples.
Excuse me.
But you don't deep fry a whole apple. That's just crazy.
Alright, cool. Adam, what about, were you knew Dave 2 the best in high school and before, so tell me about D2.
Well, once upon a time, I think in 7th grade, so that was what, in 90, somewhere 90, in there.
90, you were born in 90, you're 90, that's fucking ridiculous.
90,
I'm immortal.
Let's see.
So what about 7th grade?
Okay, so in 7th grade, we both had church school or classes together on Wednesdays. Go for it. What?
Oh, I was pointing to God. It's what Amy's church used to do. You point to God. She'll hate me when I do that. So
really?
Yeah, she's like, we never do that. Like, you're pointing to God. I know you are. Anyway, sorry, a church group thingy?
So we started hanging out. No, we didn't really hang out then. We just kind of knew each other. And, well, oh, geez, I forgot. We did start running a little bit together.
Yeah, we did.
Geez, I totally forgot. Our crew back then was Nate and Heidi and Nikki and a bunch of other, like...
Luke Moses.
Like, just a bunch of people. Like, it was all Mip Grove people you wouldn't know.
So you guys just hung out together and, like, stood on a corner and hassled shopkeepers, or what?
Pretty close. So, like, I don't know. So we knew each other and hung out a little bit in junior high. What happened after that?
Jeez. I remember Dave worked at McDonald's.
Yep.
And he went to McDonald's a whole bunch of times and, like, made a mess. And then Dave was like, I'm, like, the manager. Don't worry about it.
What McDonald's did you work at? Maple Grove one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Osseo. Okay. Or Maple Grove.
No, Maple Grove.
Yeah, Chris worked at the Osseo one. I didn't know Dave very well. I was like, I don't want to talk to that stupid guy. He looks stupid and dumb.
So Yeah, we'd hang out a bunch. Pool parties at Preston's house.
See, what else? It's Adam.
See, I know.
The one who's just always like, let's get naked.
Anybody else want to get naked? Who can I get naked with?
I'm trying to think what Adam? Else. Naked Adam. No, I always had a Speedo on.
Speedo Adam. Sorry, Speedo
it's basically Adam. Naked.
Okay. So, all right.
I'm making this really cool. All right, so flash forward to what? High school. We kind of stopped hanging out a little bit in high school. Not as much.
Did you get in with the tough crowd and he got in with the not tough crowd?
He was for the band geeky types. And although he did do the musical pit crew, and I was totally in the other wing of the... Yeah, the tech crew. Other wing, making all the sets and shit like that. And Dave's all in the pit going, doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm sorry, doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom. Because he plays bass, stand-up bass. Doom-doom-doom-doom-doom.
Huh. Okay.
So, after that, let's see. We started doing some more churchy stuff, teaching classes at church, confirmation classes, the ones that we had gone through and took. So, yeah.
But more importantly... The only reason we taught was so we could do what?
Get score paid? Chicks.
Well, no, play in the band.
Oh.
Oh, score chicks. God.
Scoring chicks came later when you did Mission Jamaica.
We invaded
Jamaica.
You invaded Jamaica, and you're like, have you heard about God? Really? Oh, my God.
Pretty much.
Did they get you high? Be like, just smoke this, bro. Just smoke this, man. Just smoke this, and you won't worry about God no more.
This is the real God.
I can neither confirm nor deny any operation of the ganja in Jamaica.
All right, Dave.
They have a lot of alcohol.
What do you have to offer? Anything else that you have to offer about that story, that tale we just heard?
Adam and I, we've known each other since seventh grade. Did a lot of hanging out in junior high, not as much in high school. I mean, but that was mainly the church stuff up until we went to church, taught church, played in the band, started hanging out more. And then
became roommates.
Oh, really? Yep. When did that happen?
The 20s.
2014. Because it was the year before I got married.
My parents
moved up north, and I'm like, I ain't moving. I need a place to stay.
Okay, so
that's when I moved in.
You lived with Adam for a little bit. Dave, you lived with Matt for a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah.
I
lived with Matt. Yeah, me and Matt lived together.
But Adam, you never lived with Dave.
No.
Nope.
Dave, too. Sorry. Okay, and I didn't live with any of you fuckers, because I would never live with any of you fuckers. Okay, that's interesting. Good to know. How about you, Dave, too? How did you meet Ryan?
Wait, Ryan, how's Ryan going to say how he met you?
Ryan's not here. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to remember.
Here's how I kind of remember meeting Ryan. Boy, how do I want to say this nicely? No, I'm just kidding.
Don't say it directly.
No, the first time I can actually remember Ryan and meeting Ryan was not in high school. It was actually when I was living with Adam and Chris and Dave, and you guys came over to Adam's house to play a game of Greyhawk.
We did?
Yep.
Living Greyhawk, that sounds about right.
Yep,
really?
With Lang and Thomas.
Where was this place? I don't remember ever going to Adam's house. Or your place.
Townhouse Plymouth.
It was his mom's townhouse.
It was his mom's house.
I do remember his mom. Never mind. I remember his mom, yeah.
Everybody remembers that mom.
Yeah.
We all, yeah.
Especially
so that's when I first met Ryan and started hanging out with you guys more, was at that point. So I was always hanging out with Adam, and then he was always saying, yeah, I gotta go play D&D, and I'm like, dude, I want to get in back
I
into
wanna
that.
Play D&D.
I want to play D&D.
I
want
to play D&D. So
Dave inserted himself into our D&D
group. And ever since then, directly downhill.
Because I was still... Matt was still consistently playing, too.
Yeah. Well, with us. I think he consistently plays with another group that's not us. which makes me kind of roll tears all the time. So.
Right. And Keith was there too.
Yeah.
Well, that's when I remember the most about meeting Ryan. I'm sure I ran into him a few times in high school.
Yeah, maybe.
He was when I look back at that graduation photo, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, that I think I remember that guy.
All right, so do either of you remember meeting Ryan for the first time, or do you just remember stories about Ryan from back then?
I remember in high school.
Like, personally. Did you do something together? Did you have a class together? How did?
He was friends with my high school girlfriend.
Ooh, who is that?
Yeah. Carissa.
You can just give us a first name.
Oh, Carissa.
Yeah.
Carissa. I don't know her. Anyways.
I remember.
You guys.
She knew Aaron Huss, and like Aaron Huss hung around with Ryan, and
okay, I can see the connection.
It's sure. Like there's a bunch of connections.
All right.
She could probably fill us in if she emailed us or at geeksnextdoor for the win.
FTW.com. Yeah, that'll happen. I hung out with Ryan a lot, and we played chess at lunch all the time. And he's a much better chess player than I am. I'm too emotional. I'm like, nah, go. I don't think ahead. I just fucking go.
And he can't dunk in chess.
He beat me all the time. You can't dunk in chess. It sucks. He beat me all the time. And it was very sad. And one day I finally beat him. And I ran around the entire school yelling, I beat Ryan! I beat Ryan! And he was like, what the fuck is he doing? So that's my experience with Ryan.
That's not sportsmanlike.
Oh, fuck you. It's the one time I beat him in chess. All right. Cool. Any other Ryan stories, or should we move Ryan to next week? Or just stories in general about meeting. Because honestly, I don't remember knowing Adam as much, and Dave too, in high school. I don't think we hung out that much. I think it was just more like mostly on the sides, right? Kind of like we knew people who knew people.
I honestly don't think we ran.
I remember. Me and Adam got his tempo stuck in the giant puddle of water.
In front of the Kmart
that's over in Brooklyn Center.
Is that a car?
There was a Kmart, remember? It's no longer there.
But the car. You got a car stuck in front of it? I don't know what tempo is.
Like a Ford Tempo.
Okay.
It was this awesome, rusty old car. It was like the Tempo of Doom.
Shit car.
It was so great, though. Like, there was this giant puddle, like one of those puddles that was like a whole parking lot full, like because it rains. So we're just like, we could drive through, and you get the huge waves of water, and then the car goes like,
oh no,
stops in the direct middle. So it's like, if we have to get out, well, we're gonna just be. And it's past the doors, so it hasn't begun leaking through the doors yet. But if you open the door, it's just gonna flood the whole car.
So what do you do?
It coasted through.
It actually made it through.
Okay.
Yeah,
but. We got to the middle of the puddle and it started going blah, 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 like a motorboat.
Well, yeah, because the boat is underwater.
Oh.
You didn't have that awesome snorkel from Dante's Peak.
That's what you need.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep. So after that, Dave started calling my car the Tempo of Doom.
Oh, that's terrible. Right. I hate this guy.
No, it's great. No, why would you hate my puns? You make puns and then you think they're the greatest puns.
All right, no more puns. Let's get the fucking podcast started. This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Okay, yeah, thanks for sharing.
Pun, 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 pun.
What do you guys got to talk about tonight? I got a bunch of stuff, so who wants to start?
Well, since you got the most, you better start.
Oh no! We'll get into that. I mean, I got stuff for the meat of the show.
I never really watched the original series, but I mean, it's been 50 years of Star Trek.
Happy 50th Star Trek.
So I mean, that's pretty cool. Like, you know, Star Trek. The Next Generation is a huge part of like my childhood and stuff, and I've really liked most of the other series. I never really watched the original. They've been on, like BBC is like playing, BBC America is playing like all the episodes of the original series, and then The Next Generation and so on and so forth. They're playing them back to back. It's really interesting. Like, But, you know, I like Next Generation better.
Yeah, there's a channel where they play, I think it's called like Heroes and Icons or something weird. It's one of those weird channels in the 160s or something. And what they do is that on, I don't know if it's just one day a week, but they play a lot of Next Generation. But one day a week, what they do is they play the original series, the Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and then Enterprise, like all in a big 5-hour chunk. They just play one episode of each one. It's kind of cool that they do that. And they were doing, since the 50th anniversary, they were doing like ultimate, what's the ultimate episode? So they polled the internet, because the internet's most scientifically accurate. And they said, what's the best original series episode? And what's the best Deep Space Nine episode? And what's the best Next Generation episode? And they took all of those, and then they said, which of these five are the best one? And the one that won was The Next Generation, Best of Both Worlds, where Picard turns into a Borg, basically. It turns into Locutus. So that one won the most. Good job, Next Generation.
That's an amazing episode.
Yeah, I never watched the original series that much. I mean, The Next Generation is definitely my Enterprise, so I don't know. And the rest of them. I like the rest of them, too.
So, on that note, I told you guys this the other day, but what's her name? Majelle Barrett, who is Gene Roddenberry's wife, who does all the voiceovers of the computer in The Next Generation. And what character does she play in the original series? Nurse Chapel. They're talking about using her. She's been dead since, 2002, 2012, somewhere in there. They're talking about using her voice for the new upcoming series. So, it's kind of cool.
She was the voice of the Enterprise in the original series?
Yeah.
No, she's the
Next
voice
generation.
Forward. She's the voice of the computer.
In the Next Generation and Forward?
Yep.
For some reason, I thought that was Laxana Troy's voice.
Same person.
So what you're telling me, and I just want to connect the dots for the audience.
You knew this.
Is that Gene Roddenberry's wife was played in the original series by which character?
She was
Nurse Chapel.
She was the Nurse Chapel, who later in the Next Generation became Deanna Troi's mom. And she also did the voice for the computer in pretty much any Star Trek.
Correct.
Yep.
So
they have enough of her voiceover that she can that they can continue to use her and not have to hire someone to play the part.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That I wonder if she's actually then. Her voice has probably been in more episodes than any other character since she goes through all of them.
Probably. Makes sense.
And plus, I mean, she was in most of the Next Gen or most of the original, and then all the Next Generations where Troy was in it. I mean, there was a lot. So, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Was that his only wife, his first wife, or do we know? I don't know if he got
second wife. I think it was the second wife, yeah.
And did he
had a wife married to her? Yes.
And he died married to her.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, he would have pulled the plug, and be like, "Enterprise has got a new voice. Fuck this bitch."
she passed away in 2008.
Okay. 2008.
But she's
2008.
Go.
Was that between Treks? When did Enterprise end? I don't remember when Enterprise ended. It might have been between series, actually.
So she's actually known for, well, she's in the motion picture, so and then she's in all the other movies. Oh god, there's so much. Earth Final Conflict, she's even in that. That's another Gene Roddenberry thing,
right?
No, and she's got a credit for Babylon 5. Anyway, I'm talking out my ass.
Enterprise ended in 2005, so that means there hasn't... Is that correct? There hasn't been a Star Trek series on in over 10 years? It's only 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking weird.
That sounds right.
It does not sound right to me. For my entire childhood, my entire life, pretty much, there was a Star Trek on. Like, almost the entire time, there was a series of Star Trek on. Until 2005, where it just was like, nope, we're done for a while. But they had movies, I suppose. They had a few movies after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
Oh man, it was pretty great. I got home today and was eating dinner, and Relics was on. the Next Generation episode Scotty. With the Dyson Sphere, and I was just like, God, this is a good episode.
Yeah,
and this just got me thinking about, like, Dyson Spheres. Like, how badass that, like, that idea was, and it was like, you know, let's build a giant thing around a star and have infinite power for, you know, millions of years until it decides to go, you know, nova or supernova. But hey, hopefully, hopefully figured out a way to do that. But man,
that's like, that's better than a Death Star.
It's bigger. Yeah, that's but for sure.
It's bigger than a Death Star.
Like, because it's basically the edge would have to be around where Earth is.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
93 million miles away in, like, in radius, so...
Yeah.
So that, it's got to be in the Goldilocks zone.
It's actually hard to think about. Like, that might be the biggest object that people have ever theorized about, or actually seen on screen, because it's not just around a star. It's around a star at the edge of our where we are. It's huge. I mean, stars are huge by themselves, right? That's what a Dyson Sphere is. It's and if you don't know about Relics, the Next Generation episode where they brought Scotty back because he's trapped in a temporal... Actually, he's trapped in a transporter pattern, and he comes back, and he actually, you know, kind of looked like him, because once you get so old, you can only, you look old, you don't look older, you just kind of look old.
That's weird to think about that Dyson Sphere. How thick do you think that the metal had to be to, one, keep it in place, and two, to deflect, like, any incoming debris? So, and then to, oh god,
it's a Dyson
Sphere. Kills me just to think. It kills me just to think about it.
If they have the engineering to make a Dyson Sphere, they have the engineering to, like, deflect whatever the fuck they need to and do whatever they want. Okay, cool. Do you guys want to hear about my comic experience? I had a
yes,
comic
we
experience.
Do.
All right.
Is it comical?
No, honestly, it's not. Unfortunately.
Oh.
So last week we talked a little bit about getting into comics and, like, the barriers to getting into comics and stuff like that. You guys were like, go do a pull list and ask for the discount card. That's the two things I remembered when I went in there, by the way. Pull list, discount card. So okay, so I go into this place. It's the place, the same place you go to, Dave. I don't know which one it is. I forget the name of it, honestly. What's the name of the place?
Hot Comics.
Hot Comics.
Yeah. And apparently they have, like, four locations or something like that. I didn't know that.
Right. Yep.
This is the only one I know of. So, okay, so as a stranger walking into a comic shop, here's what I see. A lot of guys in there. There's a lot of people, and there was, like, nine people in there, which makes you feel a little bit self-conscious at first because you're like, I'm walking into a place that's kind of foreign to me, and there's people here that already know what they're doing. So already I'm feeling a little bit kind of uneasy. So I understand there's a little bit of a barrier there, right? So I walk around for a little bit longer. I'm looking especially for DC's comics, the Rebirth series, because that's supposed to make it really easy. There's a Rebirth series. We're starting everything over. You just need to start here at one, and you're fine. And I finally find it, and the guy I want to talk to behind the counter is chatting with this regular, obviously he's a regular, and they're talking comics, because what else do you fucking talk about in a comic store? And they're talking for a long time. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes goes by. That's a long time when you want somebody's help and you're just kind of looking around. So finally, I interrupted. I was like, "Hey, can I ask you a few questions?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, sure." The guy, to his credit, was really nice. He's a little bit of an older guy. I don't. Maybe his name starts with a D. I think. I don't know.
Dan.
Yeah,
that was Dan.
But anyways, so this guy's really helpful. And if I had not talked to him, I would have been lost, even knowing where to go and stuff. So. Here's my issues with even starting over, right? He's like, okay, well, there's Rebirth series. Here's what you need. First, you need to get this comic, because this is kind of like a vignette of all of the things restarting and the Rebirth series and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, cool. What about if I just want, I'll read that, because it's just one. It's not like a series or anything. And then I want to read, give me like five. I want to, you know, the big three, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, and then give me a couple more. And I want to start at one, and I want to go. But you start looking, and there's multiple ones. There's like five
alternate
first
colors,
episodes.
Covers.
So I started looking through them. I was like, okay, these are kind of alternate covers for some, but that's not the only thing. So not only do they have alternate covers for each frickin' number, they also have, for whatever this reason is, they said one and it says Rebirth in big letters. That's the first one. And then it says one and it's Rebirth in little letters, and that's also the first one. So they... For somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, I gotta figure out which one is the first one. Then I gotta figure out which one is the second one. And then I have to find 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I have to remember the fact that there's alternate covers for each one. So already I'm kind of lost. I'm like, and I'm a pretty smart guy. I ain't gonna fucking sugarcoat it. I'm a pretty smart guy, and I still am like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, and not to mention there's multiple titles for Batman and Superman.
So this gets me to
Depends on what version of Batman you want and what version of Superman you want.
So there's Batman, and then there's the next one, and there's Detective Comics. And guess what? Detective Comics didn't start over. So you need issue 935 to start over, and then we'll get 933, 934, 935, 936, and you got to go all the way up to, like, 935. And I'm like, well, how do I know where to start? He's like, I'll just tell you, and then you'll know. So there's a lot of shit in the way of getting into this. Positives I took out of it, after I talked to this guy, I understood it a lot more. You know, it's something you can easily understand if you take the time to ask somebody. Unfortunately, a lot of people are introverts and they won't ask people. They'll just go there and they'll be like, nope, not for me. And they'll walk right out the door. And that kind of sucks. So other things I took out about is. So I asked the guy, I was like, how do people know what to get into? Right. And he's like, you know what? There's so much shit out here. There's so much stuff. He didn't use the word shit. That's how I talk. He said the easiest thing is to figure out what you like, what genre you like, and then either ask somebody or find that and go from there. Because that's the best way to find out what you're going to like and sample it and kind of go from there and see what you like and all that stuff. The other thing that I kind of liked was that, and I think I talk a little bit about Dave like this, is that no matter what you're into, you can continue the story through comics. I don't care if you're into Doctor Who or Serenity or fucking Charmed, which has been off the air for 20 fucking years, or Stargate Atlantis. They got comics for that. So you can continue the storyline if you really wanted to. If you're like, shit, I wonder what they're doing in Star Trek now. Well, fuck, I can read a comic about it. That's kind of cool. I actually kind of like the fact that they have so much stuff out there.
Well, yeah. What I like about when I visit Hot Comics, and it's probably the same at the other one, Source place, but that's too far for me to drive. You know, they're willing to bring in comics off the street. You know, if you were to create one and publish it and have them read it and they like it, they're willing to put it in their store. You know, so that's kind of cool. There's a little section in the back that you can go and kind of check those out. And and like you said, there's you know, they've even got a Pathfinder series, they've got a D&D series, they got a Magic the Gathering series. I mean, you name it, they've got it. And then they also have a kids section where there's like Scooby-Doo and stuff like that. So
Donald Duck.
It's pretty cool.
I'm glad you brought up Pathfinder. Mm-hmm. I got one of the Pathfinders because it was thicker and it was more expensive. It was like $4 or $5 or something compared to... By the way, I think $3 for a comic is cheap. Maybe I'm weird, but I think if somebody... You know how much fucking work goes into a comic and people are complaining about paying $3? Why are they complaining? Is it because it used to be a quarter or something back in 1965?
Yes.
There is a lot of fucking art that goes into that shit, and to pay $3 for it, it seems like a bargain. That's just me. But Pathfinder, I bought a Pathfinder one because I just wanted to check it out. I didn't care for the storyline, but it was kind of neat because it came with like a battle map, a one-page battle map in it that was folded up.
Yep.
So I think they're trying to like, hey, did you like this? Here's a battle map you can use with your figures kind of a thing, which is interesting, but yeah, it's kind of cool.
So, sometimes the Magic the Gathering ones will come with a card, with an actual Magic the Gathering card.
Really? That's
that cool. You can play with.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So what do you, and the last thing is they didn't have everything in stock, right? So right. I wanted to get Wonder Woman in case Amy feels like reading it, and I wanted to read it. But during her like if she has bed rest, I want to make sure she can read it. So they had they had Wonder Woman Rebirth 1. They had Wonder Woman Rebirth 1 because you got to get both. They had 2. They didn't have 3 or 4, and they had 5. So I got those ones, and I'm like, well, can I get them? And to their credit, they're like, hey, our other stores got them. We'll call up our stores. They called like 3 stores. And they're like,
nobody had it.
Nope, but they called their like far away store and they're like, oh, they got it. They'll ship it to them. So that's kind of cool that they'll ship it to you and they'll keep it. So I did set up one of those pull list thingies, which is pretty fucking simple, right? You just write down the titles that you want. And every Wednesday, I went in there Wednesday, which was yesterday, and I got my extra 4 that were in there. Unfortunately, the back orders haven't come in yet, but it seems pretty interesting. So I think I'll give it a little bit longer and see how it goes. And maybe that I'll be able to tailor my taste better to other issues or something.
Right, and like I've said, it's like eventually, you know, it's fun that like now that you've started, if you feel like, oh, this storyline is kind of shitty, you know, you can either go, I'm going to stick through it, or I'm just going to give it, you know, call it off for a while and call it off for a couple months or, you know, whatever until it's finished. and then you go, let me flip through this when I swing back through, and it goes like, this looks interesting. You can look, and most of the time you'll be able to easily find, because the storyline will have a title, you know, and then you'll be able to go like, I'll just go back like one issue, start this storyline over, because you don't have to read everything, and that's the fun part. It's like, you don't have to read everything. You can just read the stuff you like.
Right, right.
And then you can just be with the writers you like. And you can be like, this writer writes this? Let me try that out. Or this artist, I really like the way they draw. I'm going to jump into this guy's stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. So there has been a few artists that I just, as I go through, I'm like, it just doesn't, you know, resonate with me. So I don't know that I'll continue this one. And there was a few storylines that, like the Pathfinder, I was like, I don't love their writing. I don't love their, you know, story, whatever. So I'm probably not going to keep up with those as well. So. It was cool. I think it's interesting, but I definitely understand that there's a fucking barrier, right? Because I talk to you guys, and you guys have your fucking fingers on the pulse of the community. So I know a little bit. I know words like pull list. And I went in there, and I was confused for a long time, for like 15 minutes. I could very easily see me, if I wasn't doing it for something like this, just leaving and being like, you know, I got better shit to do kind of things. But I think it's definitely worth it and definitely fun.
I think what makes a difference too is sometimes you go into places like those, and even the clerks are introverts, and so
definitely
it's so hard. But last week I'd mentioned Dan, and I was so glad that Dan was there when you went in, because he is the exception in that store.
Right.
He is an extrovert, and he will just talk your head off for however long you want to be there.
I got that. He did tell me that they do a podcast on Wednesdays called Panels and Pizza. So if you're listening to this, you want to check it out. Yeah, maybe it's from the store. They do something. I haven't listened to it, but maybe I'll give it a try and see what it is. But that was my comic experience. I also got a short box, which I have not figured out how to assemble yet, because it's confusing as fuck.
Short box is sweet. It's a good.
Depends on what size you got. Did you get a matching cover to go with it?
Well, of course. In fact, I picked up a cover. I was like, all right, I got my box. And Dan's like, that's just the cover. You need the box. I'm like, what?
Box. Did you buy bags and boards?
See, that's the thing. I don't know what to do, because I was fucking playing T-ball, and so I didn't get any of that shit, but eventually I need to get something like that, because I don't know how to store this stuff. I was just going to throw it in my box and be like, good enough.
It'll... They won't stand upright. That's the problem with them. It's like, because they are thin, you need something that's a little bit stronger. So basically, you just got to get Mylar bags and like a piece of cardboard. But the funny thing is, you could look at that and be like, what size piece of cardboard? What generation? Like, because there's Golden Age size comics, which are slightly smaller, and then Silver Age, which got bigger, and then Modern Age, which we're in now, which is slightly different size.
So I knew enough to get a box, right? And I went over to that section. I was like, there's bags and board and cardboard here. And again, because of my peripherally exposure to comics, I know you're supposed to do something like that. But I was like, it said different sizes. I was like, nope, I'll figure that out later. But it was fun. It was fun.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
What's on your list? So you got Wonder Woman. What else?
What do I currently have?
Correct.
The DC lineup. I got Wonder Woman, Green Arrow, Batman. Actually, I didn't get Superman. I was like, fuck Superman.
Superman line is a little weird right now.
That's the other thing, is that he's like, I'm not sure. You know, it's... and the Batman, even when I got, they introduced some new characters. I was kind of like, I don't know who these guys are. And I think they're new in general for the universe. The Gotham guy or something like that, and Gotham girl. But anyways, so I got those three. And then Harley Quinn, I got that. There's only a few of those, and I'm missing one that I can't remember. It'll come to me.
I'm surprised you didn't get the Flash.
I thought about it, and it was just, I was already spending like $100, so I wanted to kind of keep it at that. So I figured I'd come back.
And that's where you go like, hey, cool, $3, that's not a problem. But once you get up to a certain number, you're like, $3 becomes, you know, times 10, that's $30.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It feels nickel and dimey because it is nickel and dimey.
But they do go quick, right? It's like a 20-minute read for a fucking issue, and then you're just done. Because I'm used to reading trade paperbacks, which is what Dan informed me that the name of that is. Is basically they take the 5-issue run and put it into like a one big thing. That's what I've always read, and I don't know. I kind of like it that way, but I also like the fact that you can just read something small, you know, in 15, 20 minutes or whatever. So.
Yep. Yeah. And it's then you got to get the weird part, because DC, DC waits, like, after, like, say 1 through 6, and they're like, oh, that's the story, that's going to come out in a trade paperback. They wait, like, 6 months before they release that, while Marvel will release 1 through 6, issue 7 will come out, and then when issue 7 comes out, they usually release 1 and 6 in a trade paperback, so you can go, hey, I grabbed this, oh, shit, now I'm only one issue behind, as opposed to being 6 issues behind with DC.
So does DC do that and try to increase sales, or they figure that the longer? Okay,
because then they'll have people. Oh, I missed this one, and now they have to wait on the reprint, the back issue. So it allows for those back issues to get filed out, money made.
Sure.
Oh, and now we'll drop the.
I did think it was really good marketing that the fact that they have two fucking arts or two covers for each issue, and some of them, I'm looking through the back, look at they had like 6 covers for some issues.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. And I'm sure if you're like a hardcore collector, you want to spend that, you want to get each issue, kind of a thing. Me, I was just looking for which cover I thought was cooler looking. I was like, ah, that one kind of looks cool, I'll get that one.
Right.
And it's good marketing, though. It's really good
back when they started the New 52, they did a lot of things from hologram covers to color in your own cover.
It would be like a black and white cover, but it would be on the paper so that if you wanted to, you could color in your own thing, just because they were a bunch of gimmicks to be like, hey, look at all these things that you can do. Try and get you involved in this.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Hologram covers are really cool. They also did like the Lego series covers. So from their Lego movies, they would have the little guys in there.
All right.
I do like that store because it is 90% about comics and less about card. There's some cards there. Yeah, there's less stuff. And like, I'll go to we went up to Duluth this last weekend. And I was like, Tiffany's like, let's go to a comic book store real quick. And so we found one in Duluth and we went in there and the comic section was like 3 racks. And then it had a huge, like, the place was huge. It had, like, a huge open thing, and it was back was, like, a giant Warhammer, you know, 40K setups. And I'm like, and I understand. I'm like, that's your moneymaker. That makes you money. People come in and buy these things that are $40 and play for 4 hours and do all this stuff while someone buys an issue. And I walk around, I'm like, well, it took me 30 seconds to walk around and look there to say that you don't have anything that's for me in particular, you know, and I left. But I do like that it's comic store.
Yeah, I did.
It is a comic store.
Yeah, and I did try my. I'm sorry, Adam. God, you've been trying to talk. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just surprised you didn't get Aquaman.
I saw it. I thought about it.
A little
I said,
disappointed.
No. I said this one's for Adam. I'll leave that for him.
my original pull list had Aquaman in there for a while, and then no, I'm down to just 4.
Yeah. So I did go in Wednesday and I tried out my pull list. I put quotes around it.
Yep.
And it worked pretty well. I mean, I didn't know the guy, so Dan wasn't in there, which I was a little bummed at. I wanted to tell him my experience and stuff like that. But the guys were really nice. They just folded, you know, the 4 things that I had there, and they're like paid up and went. I will say that it does seem like they were very generous with their time as far as ordering shit for you. Like, it's weird that they're like, yes, we'll take the time and order this $6 worth of product from you from another one of our other stores. I don't know if you went to Best Buy and you're like, do you have these earbuds? No. I don't think they would order from another store, you know. They'd be like, no, just go somewhere else, kind of a thing. So it's kind of cool. Yeah. It felt very old-fashioned as far as a salesmanship. Like, yes, whatever you need, we'll give it to you. We'll call people, try to find your issues you're looking for. We'll do a lot of the legwork for you to make it as simple as possible, even though it's kind of complicated.
Yeah, that's just the difference of the store being run by fans of comics. You know, they all know their crap. When I was in there last Friday, you know, there was a guy that came in. He was looking for a comic for his 10-year-old nephew, and you know, he picked out this one series. He's like, and he went up to Dan, and I can't remember the other guy's name, and it's just like, what about this series? Is this going to work for a 10-year-old? And they were able to name, you know, and just talk about it and talk it out with the guy. Because the guy was a novice, didn't know what a comic book was.
If it was appropriate,
all right.
Well, he's like, I don't even. Yeah, he's just like, I have no idea. This seems like it, but you know, is there nudity? Is there this and this? You know, and they were able to talk it through with them to help him find the right one. So
okay, Cool. I'll let you know how it goes next Wednesday if it continues or what happens. But for the time being, I think it's yeah. Just I'll stop in there once a week and once every other week or whenever I'm in the area and see what I got.
So. Right.
Yeah, I stop in once a month.
Okay. Cool. What else we got going on tonight?
What else was really good that? Man, yeah, there hasn't been a lot that I've really noticed. I mean.
Oh,
I'm pretty quiet.
I remember what I want to talk to you guys about. There's a few things I found interesting. I saw a commercial for TV on the PS4. Like, you can get TV now on your PlayStation 4. There's like bundles or something.
Really?
You get like, I don't know how many channels.
So it's like Apple TV where you get, the problem with that is that you have to have cable already to be able to get those channels onto your PS4. Four, maybe?
So. No,
you
don't. Make any sense. Otherwise,
you have internet. It's based off the internet.
Yeah, everything's over
so
the internet.
If you had DSL, you know, you're going through the phone company or whatever, and you pull up DSL, then you're not dealing with Comcast and their cable prices and having to bundle their internet.
It's called PlayStation View, V-U-E, and they have three different packages. They have 55 channel for $30 a month, a 70 channel for $35, 100 channels for $45 a month. And they all seem like pretty good channels. I mean, there's pretty much all the big ones you would think, like AMC and FX and Fox and all those stuff.
Yeah.
And
I see what. Okay.
So it's interesting. It's interesting that they have something like this that they're just trying to get more. I never heard about it. I saw the commercial. I was like, what? You can watch TV on your PS4? It's kind of cool. And
the cool thing is like you can. You basically like because you don't DVR because it's not actually saving anything on your PlayStation. You can block shows off as like your shows. You'd be like, okay, I want Preacher, I want Walking Dead, I want this, and this, and it basically goes, okay, cool. Now you can. It's like watching. It's like clicking the watch later thing on when you have all your subscriptions on YouTube, and you're like, okay, I want to watch this video later. Watch this video later. Watch it. Now you've made a separate like queue. And it's like, oh, this queue is like 3 hours and 20 minutes long. And you can just click it, and it'll just be like, it'll play your shows in order that you know. Okay. But it's streaming from them, which is cool. So you can be like, okay, I never have to see shows ever. I'm basically making my own channel.
Mm-hmm.
This is my channel of my shit. Yep. And it's which is really cool.
And I believe it's also portable over to their portable system too, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
As long as you have a Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, you could take it on the go and watch it.
Seems awfully expensive, though.
It depends. I mean, let's say you pay $50 a month for cable. I mean, I can tell you that if you're worth like Comcast, it's going to cost you probably more money than that to get Comcast. Mm-hmm. It seems similar, like a little bit cheaper, but similar. So I know what you're saying by it seems a little expensive because $45 for 100 channels is pretty good deal, but it's close to what Comcast does, right? It's pretty close.
Mm-hmm. It looks like they're doing a la carte stuff too, so you can pick up Showtime for an extra $9.
That seems a lot of money, but I know what you mean. Yeah, and so also with regards to this, so I was on Steam, and you can buy movies a lot now on Steam. So I'm looking at, it can buy the director's cut of Manos Hands of Fate for $3 on Steam. I mean, it's just cool that like all these platforms are becoming less and less. One, they're getting into everything. Like, I mean, eventually we'll just have one box that does video games and TV and movies and everything. That's not a computer, because right now my computer does pretty much everything.
Right.
It's kind of neat that they're just blurring the lines.
Like Manos Hand of Fate? Man. Hey, who was the guy who riffed on Manos Hand of Fate?
That's a good question. Was it... I think it was Joel, wasn't it?
Oh, so like the greatest... of people.
Whoa. Controversial subject here, brother. Come on now.
Controversial.
I think what you're asking is, are we Joel people or Mike people? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm happy to go around and have this discussion.
It might take a whole podcast.
No. We'll just go quick. Say briefly and maybe briefly why. I'll start to make it easy. I'm a Joel man because Joel was high most of the episodes and he created the show and he's awesome and he's better than Mike. That's why I'm a Joel man.
I'm also a Joel person, man, because like he created the show. His character created the robots. So like basically he had like the better relationship with the robots. and the fact that, yes, he was consistently high all the time. It was so good.
And it started in hilarious. Like a basement. I mean, it was KTLA's basement or whatever, but it's just awesome that they started it there. They're like, can we make can we put together robot puppets? Like, maybe. I don't know.
Can we do it on the cheap? Yeah, we can.
So what is it, Adam?
I am also a Joel person, because you can't beat perfection. You really can't.
It's true.
Oh, man.
Dave?
He's like, no, I didn't watch that show.
I'm not familiar
I watched
with
it. I didn't watch a lot of it, but I watched it. I enjoyed Joel.
Yeah.
I also thought he was faster. I thought his riffs were a little more clever and a little more fast. Yep. And he definitely to me seemed like his relationship with the robot seemed more, I don't know, genuine, because he was with them the whole time, and I don't know.
Yes.
He was awesome.
I think it took Mike a while to get his acting.
Well, he was a writer, right? He was like the head writer.
Yep.
So definitely, I mean, he was funny, but he started as a writer more than just a good dude that was high all the time.
He seemed a little more wooden than Mike, and Mike was pretty wooden. than Joel. And Joel was kind of wooden anyway.
Yeah. There are arguments for Mike. I just don't know them.
I don't think there are any.
The movie. The movie is amazing.
Yeah, the movie's
pretty good. And Mike was great as all, like, ding. Oh God! Yeah, like they're both really funny, but I just happen to like Joel better.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, we're in a world where you have to say one or the other, but you can like both of them, and I do like both of them, but I would rather if I'm gonna like, hey Chris, you got to sit down and watch a random episode, I'd be like, all right, give me a random Joel episode over a random Mike episode, but they're both were really fun and good.
All right, so you're saying Manos of Hands of Fate is probably your favorite?
No, I hate that movie.
Really?
I hate that one.
Which one's your favorite?
Like, no, but that I think is like, if you had to pick, if you were gonna pick the one quintessential like the MST3K one, that is like, because that movie's so freaking terrible.
Yeah.
Like. But if I had to pick one movie, I would. I don't know. I might. Cave Dwellers is pretty great.
Cave Dwellers.
Use the railing. That's what I invented it for.
Okay, mine is probably Pod People. I like Pod People. It's where he takes a Trumpy Dumpy on top of the kid. It's pretty awesome. They call him Trumpy the whole time. It's pretty awesome.
Dave, do you have one?
I also like the space one where everyone was Ken. Ken, 10-4, go to there. Ken 3, go to here. Ken 7, go to this.
Oh, is that Space Mutiny?
Maybe, I don't know.
Do you have one, Dave, or are you...
I couldn't tell you.
I kind of saw that coming.
Yo, Fugitive Alien.
Fugitive Alien!
I'm like Ryan Thomas on this topic.
No, I got you.
That's all right. Cool. Okay, so mine doesn't show up very well on the top 10 or whatever, top 100, but I like The Day the Earth Froze, and I showed Dave a couple, like,
It's pretty good.
The movie that's good, it's the like the skits that are really good.
See,
but they
I was always about the skits. I love the skits. Amy liked the show more than the skits, but I really like the skits for some reason.
Inventions and stuff like that are so much better.
I wonder if Joel's skits were better and that's why I like Joel better. That'd be an interesting thing to see. Maybe Mike's skits just weren't as strong and that's why I like Joel. But that's when you got to see him all high and stuff. Like, hey, I created this.
What do you think?
Yeah,
I thought you would say Egoff just for that part where he's eating, like eating to the, he's like, eating all the shaving cream.
You know what? See, there's two things I think about Mystery Science Theater 3000 is it would be interesting if somebody like edited together a whole bunch of the really cool, like, I don't know, just the good parts, the really fun parts. But some of those like callbacks are the reason to watch the show. They'll make callbacks throughout the entire show that make it just magnificent, you know. And I think that's the reason why it's funny.
And I thought it was funny that they would make, like, Joel would specially make references to stuff, Minnesota, like, hardcore Minnesota stuff.
Yeah. Like Minnetonka. Say,
like, Energy Park. Yeah. And he'd be like, fuck yeah, Energy Park! And people would be, like, watching it and be like, what the fuck is Energy Park? And you're like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's not for you. It's for us.
Well, yeah, because at the time, their broadcast radius was, like, us to Rochester. That was it.
Right. Yeah, which, for people who don't know, is like 90 miles. It wasn't very far.
Not that far. All right. Cool. Good question.
All right. Nice. That was a good one. That was almost like we planned that one.
Since it was brought up in another podcast, we just had to hash it out in this podcast.
Yeah, unfortunately, that person who likes Mike isn't here to defend Mike. So
double high five on that one.
Can I bring back a just real quickly? I'm going to bring back a much beloved segment called Thursday Night Rants. All right.
Oh, I thought it was Cat Corner.
No, this is Thursday Night Rants. All right. It's going to be quick, I promise, but I'm going to fucking rant. I don't mind if you get government money. I don't mind if the government gives you money to pay for groceries. I think it's fine. Everybody needs a handout every now and then. Everybody needs some help, right? We all agree on this?
Yeah. Yep.
For the love of God, if you're in a line and it's Wednesday because you just got your government money, figure out what the fucking right bread is and what the right orange juice is and what the right milk is, and don't get the wrong stuff. And if you do get the wrong stuff, pick your shit up and go to the back of the line. Don't make the cashier go and get it and make me wait for 5 goddamn minutes. Because when you
Where the hell...
What's that?
Where the hell are you shopping?
Anywhere.
Right. It's happened before.
It's every single place I go. Now, I just happened to go to the most accursed of marts recently. On a Wednesday where government money came out, which was the biggest mistake of my life, but I didn't know where else to get this shit. And I literally sat there for 10 minutes. I pulled out a game on my phone. I played like three of these fucking, these games on my phone, like three fucking rounds. Each one takes like 4 minutes. Waiting for the cashier to get back with the proper orange juice and the proper bread because she couldn't fucking find the goddamn right bread she needed. Just have some consideration for once in your life. I hate you! They should have a separate line that says, if you're using government money, use here.
We call this line the WIC line.
Oh, God.
Right. It doesn't matter. It's like that. Yes. Or just have, like, instead of making them feel segmented, make the people who want to go through the line super fast have their own special line. You're like, hey. So, because then it's like everyone gets to use the line here, you know, if you have, you know, if wherever you get your money, it doesn't matter. But if you want to go through as fast as frickin' possible, we're putting on our best, that we're putting like the top tier, like, you know, person that can ring out really fast, you know, it's like the Express. It's like you got two items. Go through this line.
I don't even care how many items you got because the Nazis did not do that, Adam. It's like the express lane, except for instead of items, it's how long it takes you to pay. If you could pay in under a minute, you could use the express lane. And I can pay in under a minute, goddammit. I don't need to use coupons. I don't need to use fucking a million other things. Here's my card. I'm swiping. I'm pushing buttons. I'm done. That's it.
That's right, because they have the lanes that are just like, oh, this is cash only. And you're like, okay. No, this is the card. Good. It's like if you haven't swiped your card while they're still ringing it up, you're going too slow.
Yes, exactly. So we need the express lanes where you have to pay with under a minute.
Just make the EBT cards go to their own lane. That's it.
Because I like what Dave was saying. You don't let them feel bad about it, blah, 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 whatever.
Fuck that. Who cares?
And can you imagine how long that lane would be? Oh, my God. It would snake around the entire fucking store because people can't figure out what goddamn bread to get. Or eggs.
I didn't know you were...
She got extra large eggs instead of large eggs. Extra large eggs don't count. Like, what the fuck is the difference?
They'll go on a different lane anyway because they don't want to be embarrassed standing in the EBT line.
This lady could give a shit. She's like, I don't fucking care. This is my right. I'm going to stand here all day, and you're going to wait for me instead of me going to get it. I'm like, oh, God.
Look at this free money I got.
And it was funny. Go ahead.
I do have issues with that where people say, like, you know, like, I work in an industry where people get, you know, are taken care of, you know. Like, they, you know, wheelchairs cost money and stuff like that, and most people can't afford them. You know, so, like, they're on Medicare and Medicaid and stuff like that, so they pay for it. But when they, and that's fine. I have no problem with it. That doesn't bother me. But what I have a problem with is saying, like, I didn't pay this much money for this thing, and I kind of want to go, you didn't pay this much money for this.
Oh, when they're like, I didn't pay $5,000 in order for this to do this, and you're like, nah, yeah, you're right, you didn't do that.
You didn't. Everyone else paid a really small amount of this to help you get your thing.
Yeah,
it's I paid like, for don't this claim insurance, that you paid so I should for it. Get this money.
It's like, I didn't go.
Actually, you didn't, your employer paid for it, yeah, but hey, whatever.
Right, yeah, you work at the same kind of stuff.
I didn't go fight Nam so you could fucking deface the flag. In the flag. Like, but you
like, you
fight
didn't
Nam.
Fight Nam, dude.
Well, yeah, that's dude, true.
Kneeled down you're during
40
the
years old, you didn't fight Nam. Well, that's what I said, I didn't fight Nam.
All right, so Thursday night rant's over. Sorry. And it's funny, me and Amy had the exact same experience at two different stores. Hers was the bread, mine was the orange juice and the eggs. And we're getting texts from each other going, what the fuck is wrong with people? And I'm like, you too?
I don't know, I should go and look. But isn't it, it's got to be labeled, right? Where it'd be like, okay, cool. Like, they should have the sign where it's like, here's the pile of eggs, right? And you're like, okay, all kinds of stuff. And then there's the one that says, like, this is the one you're going to get if you're going to get it.
Most stores have a sign right next to the price that says EBT eligible or WIC eligible. At least I see that where I shop.
That's great. But even if it's not, she was not a novice at this. She's been using this a while. I could tell by her mannerisms, right? So she should know by now what she can and can't. In fact, she had two lines. She had her shit she was paying with her government money, and she had the shit she was paying for her because she knew that it didn't count. Did she put the eggs in there and just elect to pay the extra $2.49 instead of fucking making the government do it? No. She made somebody walk all the way back and all the way back. Have we ended this rant yet? I thought we ended this rant a long time ago. God damn it.
She's probably trying to get away with it.
I don't know. It was just fucking annoying. Ugh.
Right.
All right. All right.
Anywho.
Yeah. Oof, why do you guys let me rant? I get all hot and sweaty. Right.
We go back.
Oh, here comes Chris stripping.
Oh yeah, here comes his camera's going to go up and the shirt's going to come off. They cast Deathstroke for the Batman standalone movie. It's the Werewolf Man from
Joe Mangione or whatever.
From True Blood.
From True Blood.
Guy from True Blood.
Wait,
or right. All the ladies out there, Magic Mike.
Oh, from the werewolf from True Blood or whatever.
Yep, that's what he said.
Yeah.
He looked different before.
The one that's married to Sofia Vergara.
Who's that? Oh, that.
The Latino actress from Modern Family.
Family. Like the lady, I don't know what South American country she's from. Like
Colombia.
Venezuela.
Really? He's married to her?
Colombia.
I don't see them together. Like, I don't think they're going to last. I do not see them together. I think they're not a very good couple.
I think it's been like a pretty long time, though.
I've never seen an episode of Modern Family, but
I think it's been like 5 years. Not that long. Probably 3 years that they've been married.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Two hot people together?
Yeah, but their personalities. She's on a show, and he's on a show. It doesn't seem to match.
He's not on a show anymore.
He's going to be
He just does Magic Mike.
He was in Magic Mike? Is this your I've never seen this movie.
Dave told me.
This is your movie, isn't it? Yeah.
Dave told me.
Uh-huh, sure.
We can rewind this podcast.
All right, cool. I can see that guy being Deathstroke, I guess. Yeah, actually, he looks a lot like the guy from the CW show, the Deathstroke from there, doesn't he?
Yep, and exactly. They throw an eye patch on him. They throw some, like the white in the sides of his hair. I think it would be fine.
Yeah, he looks pretty much the same as that casting. That's interesting.
So he's going to play Lady Deathstroke?
Wrong universe.
Damn it.
Wrong character.
Right.
Do you think the CW people get kind of annoyed when they're not cast in the big screen? Like, I understand what's that guy's name? The Flash Gustin or some Grant Gustin or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, fine. They want to take a different way. That's fine. Whatever. But this guy could be the exact same guy, but with bigger or better abs, for Christ's sake.
You know, I read something with Berlanti was talking about because their new show, Black Lightning, got picked up by Fox. So it's not going to CW. It's going to go to the Fox station.
What the fuck?
Yeah, weird. But I think he was working... Oh, he's working on his movie. What movie is he writing? Shoot, I can't remember. Anyway, it's a DC property, but he was like pretty adamant, like, yeah, no, this does not... This will not belong in the DC universe. We've been told that this will not be a part of the DC movie universe.
Huh.
So I think there's some resentment there a little bit. Like, I've brought all these shows together. I'm getting all the success for the shows, and you guys just won't acknowledge us, it seems. You won't include us. You won't, you know, take a look at what we're doing here to see how the fans are responding, and you're just kind of doing your own thing with the movies. So,
yeah,
I bet there is some resentment there.
It's got to be at least a little like, come on, guys, we're doing a good job. Why can't I be in a movie? All
right. They're making money.
Oh, they're doing fine.
Either way.
Oh, don't get me wrong, they're doing fine. But there's still, as much as you can ignore it, and this line is blurring too, but there's still that movies are A actors and TV show is B actor kind of thing.
Right.
Now, when you get shit like Netflix and Amazon and stuff like that, you're starting to blur the lines a little bit, and that's cool, and I think that's the way it should be, because half the shit I ever watched that was amazing was on a TV show. I mean, the things that, fuck, I mean, movies are great. I love watching them, but TV shows sometimes, especially with those long storylines, you're like, God damn, that was good.
Right. Yeah. It always goes back to the spectacle. Like, TVs can't do the spectacle, but they can do the story.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hey, is today the actual anniversary for Star Trek then?
Today is.
It's actually today. Yep. Oh, shit. Well, we should have done something special for it.
So, which you know, which intro do you like the best of the Star Trek?
It's been
which
a long one? Road.
Oh, yeah, God, don't say that one. Favorite. That was fucking terrible.
From there to here.
That's it's the been worst a long one.
But my time is finally here. No, nobody else?
No.
No. That was
horrible.
I will see my dreams come alive at last. I can't stop. I will touch the sky. Everybody. All right.
Nope.
Not going to do it.
That's a good question. I don't know. Fuck.
First two are really good.
I have to watch them again, I think. I think Deep Space Nine, actually. I really like Deep Space Nines. Voyager, I like Voyagers, too. I like them all. Fuck this game.
Yeah, because I'm looking at, as of today, the best opening is Voyager with 38%.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah.
Huh, it's like my probably least favorite show, though.
Me too, except for if you go back and watch it, it's a lot better, believe it or not, because I've been watching episodes in the evening, and it's actually really cool what they did with that show. I mean, just the whole premise of starting with two separate crews and trying to combine them is kind of neat. It's kind of an interesting thing.
So. Their story is probably a lot better than like Generation, but it's still, I don't know. Maybe it's Janeway that does it for me.
Well, definitely had like a better arc, like a story arc, because they're out doing shit and trying to get home. Right? Enterprise just like, we're around doing shit. We just fly from base to base, doing whatever the fuck we want. Where Voyager's like, we trying to get home. So
yeah, there was an overlapping arc throughout the whole series.
Yeah. All right.
I thought it kind of ended weak though. Hey, look, Magic Workhole, you're home.
Well, they were canceled. That's why.
But it's cool. But you know, even were they canceled? They got 7 seasons.
I think they canceled. Huh. I think they were canceled.
Even in the first episode, they were talking about we need to find any wormhole or any black hole, anything we could possibly find to get home because we're not going to otherwise. We're just not getting home.
Yeah.
So you knew that was kind of where they were going. And, yeah.
I like when they came across future Janeway and future Tom.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things in there that's actually pretty good. If you go back and watch it, it's pretty good. Even like the species, like it was a cool thing where they encountered the Borg home territory, and then the Borg are scared of a fucking species, and you're like,
yes,
what the fuck? The Borg are scared of these guys?
Right.
I don't remember 439 or something.
Right. 7 of 9.
No, species 8472. That's what it is.
Right. But if I, you know, if I really am gonna pick, I think Battlestar Galactica.
Wait, that is
the best. Is the best. Is the best. That is the best Star Trek opening.
That doesn't count.
Them drums are like, oh god. That's a show. That's a show I'm gonna go watch again. I gotta watch it because I mean, you have a story that goes over a very specific time period, and it's a complete story. And I felt the ending was super satisfying. Adam, have you watched that?
Yeah.
Should watch it again.
Yeah.
Should watch it again.
Do you guys, off the top of your head, know your favorite episode of any series? Any Star Trek series?
Come on, I just watched it again, you know, like everyone's favorite, Picard playing his flute.
The Inner Light, it's the best episode there is.
Like, it's super good.
That's one where he ages?
Yeah, it's the one where he gets...
He has a completely new life, a new family, he learns to play the flute, and then he comes back.
He's experiencing that dying out culture, right?
Yeah. But you know how fucking weird that is to be like, I've had an entire life of experiences and I remember them all, and now I have my own life to go back to? That would be fucking weird. It's trippy. It's like,
if you
watch that on weed, you'd be like, oh, what the fuck's going on here?
Like, in all the characters are like, even like, whatever, what do they call him? Basically, he's like the governor of the territory, and he's all like, hey, stuff is dying. We got to tell the people. And the governor's like, we can't tell the people because all we would do is create panic. We know about this. Like, we know about how bad shit is. Like, we can't stop it, but we can't incite everyone to go through terrible things. So he's like, he's the antagonist of the series, of the episode, but he's not a bad guy.
No.
Which is actually super well written.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I like it. And it's got a whole bunch of, like, subtle meanings to it, but in the end, he learns to play a flute. Not only does he learn to play a flute, but he also plays that flute and fucks that bitch later on. I'm sorry. He has sex with a piano player later on while he's playing his flute. And Geordi's like, I thought I heard music. And they're like, music? Music? And then they're like boning in the Jeffrey tubes.
Right.
Oh, Picard, you dog, you. All right.
What else is really good? Measure of the Man is really good. That's really like that episode a lot.
That's the one where they're...
Just because...
They're talking about Data, right? Is he a man or is he human or not?
That was so good. It's like when that courtroom scene was so good. It's like, but can we judge if he's a man? Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that part. Chain of Command?
There's another one. I can't remember what it is, though.
There are four lights!
Right, that one's an obvious one, just because he gets to chew the scenery, as it were, to be show his Shakespearean acting. Yeah. They're coming for you. Oh, what are you going to do? It's a good episode. You should watch it. There's a lot of good episodes. All these fucking things are good.
So, I was reading the other day that Patrick Stewart thought the show was going to be canceled within the first 6 episodes.
I think almost everybody thought they were going to get one season.
So, he, wherever he was, he never unpacked his bags for 6 episodes because he thought it was going to be canceled.
Because if you think about it, Star Trek wasn't it wasn't the phenomenon it is now. They had one original series, which was thought about fondly, but that was it, right? Now it's like you have an entire fucking everything about it. So, I'm surprised it worked, too. I mean, it's like Degrassi, The Next Generation, didn't really work, so...
Actually, like Jurassic, The Next Generation.
I know you did.
I thought they had good characters, and it's all like, oh, cool. Like, I just like the fact that they had a character, and they'd be like, oh shit, this character is like going to take nude selfies of themselves and like send it to their boyfriend at the time, and then they would kind of just that happened in the next episode. There would be completely new, like, interesting story that would come up, and they really wouldn't dwell too much on it, except for Drake being paralyzed. That's like the one that they kept doing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Drake was paralyzed, and he was on Degrassi. He was awesome.
Hey, watch Degrassi, The Next Generation, Adam. If you want to watch a show that's riveting,
Canadian melodrama.
Watch this. Canadian teenage melodrama.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. You'll find it. It's not that hard to find.
Do you think Drake has done his best to try to, like, eliminate all copies of Degrassi, the new generation? He's like, I'm a Sprite rapper. I rap about Sprite. I wasn't on no Canada melodrama.
All right, what about the episode The Tin Man?
Tin Man? Pretty good episode.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Anything with Q, I really like. If an episode showed up and then Q would pop in there, I'd be like, all right, we're in for an interesting episode because you're dealing with an all-powerful, omnipresent, omnipowerful creature that can do whatever they want. But he just likes picking on people, kind of like, especially Picard, because he likes to push his buttons.
And
Riker.
He was in every other series as well. He's like, you know what Voyager needs? Q. Fuck, let's get Q out here. Like, why? Why not?
Like, no, I can't help you guys get home. I'm because I don't want to.
Yeah. What was that episode where Q lost his powers because the other Q took his powers? That was a good episode. That IQ. Was a super good episode.
Yeah, it was called IQ. It was awesome. And then, yeah, it was good. And my one of my favorite episodes when I was younger was whenever Q would make them go to, like, a lot, like, long time ago. So, like, they went to Nottingham and they were had to...
Yeah.
Because it combined my two favorite things, Star Trek and fucking the medieval times.
I hated those episodes.
I loved them. I was like, you should know something. I'm not from Nottingham. And then he changed his hands and it was fucking amazing.
I also hated the episodes where they got stuck in the holodeck and it was like 1940s.
Those were hit and miss to me. Yeah, those are like Deep Space Nine really went all in on that holodeck situation. They're like, we don't move, so we got to use the holodeck a lot. But they played baseball a lot, so
I don't know. But the holodeck,
it's different.
The holodeck gave Moriarty, which was really good episode. It's like, let's give it like a villain that is able to defeat Data, and you're like, oh shit, the computer's like, well, okay.
The later holodeck episodes were good, but those earlier ones, those really were tough.
I don't know. There was an earlier one in season 2 where Data was trying to learn about humor, and he went and got, what's his name? Fucking, God, what was that guy's name? He's a comedian that I can't really remember. He did Vegas for a long time, and he's like, I can teach you about humor, and that was terrible. Yeah, you're right. It was terrible. I don't know what that guy's name was. Fuck. Oh, well. All right, cool.
I did like Barkley, though.
Broccoli?
Yeah, Lieutenant Broccoli.
He was funny. He was good. He had the perfect amount of paranoia.
Right, but it was because, you know, he was on the A-team. Originally, the actor was on the A-team, which made it good.
All right, it was the Outrageous O'Connor. And what was that fucker's guy's name? Come on. Joe Piscopo. That's who the guy was that played the comedian.
Oh, God.
Joe Piscopo, along with Whoopi Goldberg and Brett Spiner, all talking about humor.
Do you know Brett Spiner and Patrick Stewart are, like, best friends?
I thought you were going to say the same
thing. Why would they not?
Are they really good friends? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're, like, just like Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart are best friends.
Maybe just Patrick Stewart is good friends with anybody he meets.
Maybe. We should probably meet Patrick Stewart. Goals for life. Meet Patrick Stewart.
I think we could, goal, we could do meet that one pretty
sure
easily.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. Second goal for life. Best friends with Patrick Stewart.
Third goal, get Patrick Stewart to sign our podcast. I don't know what that means, but I'm going
to
figure it out.
Sign on to our podcast.
No, sign it somehow.
Would you like me to sign your digital copy?
No, if he shows up wearing his cowboy hat and cowboy boots. That would be sweet.
Oh, I forgot to fucking download those songs and listen to them. Shit, forgot all about them. Alright. What else you guys got? Anything else this evening? Or?
Yeah, so Dave and Adam might not be too interested in this. So World of Warcraft launched their newest expansion.
Yep.
It's getting rave reviews from everybody. They're saying this is the expansion that could bring their subscription base back up.
Well, especially since the last one blew goats.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean,
was there goats in it? Getting...
There was goats. Yeah, yeah. That was a quest line. Find 30 goats and blow them. Like what?
Yeah. With your panda.
What's this one called? I forget.
So it's called Legion.
Okay.
It's introducing a new class called the Demon Hunter. They said there's just a lot more content. It sounds like Blizzard is going to stick to a more stricter patch schedule. So they're just getting a lot of rave reviews for it. It's the expansion that everybody wished would have came out 5-6 years ago. So that's good. But one of the things that is in the expansion, which is kind of cool, is they've kind of put in a lot of these like treasure hunting secrets and puzzles. And if you solve for them, you're going to get like these ancient artifacts and you know, top end type gear that doesn't necessarily need to do a raid to get it. You can, you know, solve these type of puzzles.
Oh.
So one of the community that kind of oversees a lot of stuff and provides a lot of information to players is called the WoWhead community. So they were playing since release, which was on the 30th. And they were trying to solve the puzzle that would allow them to get the reins of the ancient hippogriff. So it's a type of mount that you could get for the game. lo and behold, they're solving the puzzle. They find it, and they're like, yeah, we got it. We go to this cavern. This is where we're going to get the drop for it. Instead of getting the drop for that, they ended up unleashing this big, giant, world-eating boss that just is kind of like indestructible. So on one of the servers, there's this boss walking around that no one knows how to beat because he's just this big, huge thing.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So, I like that. When you can make permanent kind of changes to a world like that.
Yeah.
I don't have anything from recently, but their subscription numbers haven't been this low since 2005. Looks like quarter three of 2005. So that's kind
of... what is their subscription numbers?
Millions. 5.5 million is what they're at now, and that's the low number. At one point, they were at 11.12 million.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember the past.
How much is this a month?
If you're paying monthly, it's $15.99. Jesus, I think if you buy yearly,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think yearly it drops to $13.99 a month.
And so okay, so still months,
it's like $150 million.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. I was saying month. Like, oh no, we're still low, and so, you're like, oh cool, we're only bringing in just over a. You know,
$7 million a month. That's fucking ridiculous. Even and that's their low number.
Yep, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think they're doing okay.
I think that's why players were getting mad at what the content was, and there were no updates coming, and people were getting mad at the game was because they're paying all this money.
You guys
getting all
billions of dollars last year. Give us something.
And instead, they're going to go and make like Hearthstone or. Yeah. Their version of League of Legends, whatever that was. So yeah,
Heroes of the Storm or something.
I played it a little bit. Okay.
That's actually a valid criticism, though. I think if you're using subscription money, which presumably they are, because it's their money, they can do whatever the fuck they want with it for one game, and saying we're going to put most of it into this other game, and you guys, here's a little bit of something, but it's not very good. You know, I can understand that criticism. Yep. I mean, I'm not going to get back into it. I'm sorry. My level 80 characters are going to stuck at level 80 for a while. They're probably at like 150 now or something for all I know. I don't know what max level is, but it's probably over 100.
It's 100.
Okay. So
I think it's still 100.
I stopped at like 80, I think. I got like 4 characters to 80, and I'm like, I'm playing this game too much. I'm going to be done for a while.
Yeah, I think I have a character.
Don't you just jump into it? Don't you just like auto-jump them to like really high up now?
Probably. I don't know. I thought it was fun to level them yourself. I don't know why. That game's more fun with people, you know, with our friends I know. It'd be more cool.
Right. Yeah.
But the problem is you get such a level disparity, you know, because I would play a lot and Ryan would play never. And all of a sudden I'm level 80 and he's level 12. And we can't play together anymore. Like, well, that
he's
was fun.
Too busy picking flowers.
Picking flowers is an important quest line, goddammit. That's
cool.
He's
got to get his alchemy skill up.
That's good to know. What's the game that the podcast? Eve, right? Yep. So me and Dave were listening to a podcast. They're talking about Eve is going to free. Eve's going to free. Basically,
seriously?
Yeah. Yep. And that's a game where I'm like, that might be enough to push me into playing Eve because it's a cool game and it's just a high learning threshold. Apparently, from listening to that podcast, there's going to be like a few things that are not open to you if you're not a subscriber, like certain classes or skills or something. But for the most part, it's going to be free in October. So I might start playing Eve a little bit and seeing what I think about it since it's going to be free.
I might have to jump on board with that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't know for sure. I do remember I had a good time with it when I played it. I had all my spreadsheets set up and ready. I was mining rocks like crazy.
I'm going to have to call it right now. I might have to give up 7 days to die.
How can you only play one game at a time? Like, how does your...
You could stop for a master. While and come back.
No. Do not say you like to master. Because guess what? It's like, you do not like to master a game.
What? You don't remember when Adam was on Challenger in League of Legends and he's like, fuck this, I'm done, this is too easy.
It's true.
And then he, like, made everything and Minecraft, and he's like, I'm done with this. I've made everything.
Yeah, I'm done with this thing. Yeah.
Never made my elevator, goddammit.
I killed all the zombies.
They're all gone.
It's like in an infinite world, I killed everything. Done. you Chuck Norris that thing. You're just like, nope, I won Minecraft.
Cool. That's good to know. That's interesting. I look forward to seeing how WoW does. Like I said, it didn't have any updated subscription numbers, but I'm glad it's getting good reviews because that's one of those, that's like the juggernaut. Like, it, like, and you can't stop the Juggernaut. Even everybody knows that.
Yeah, you can.
No.
No, you can't.
He charges, and then charges right through your stopping.
Yeah, he has to stop himself.
Okay, cool. Last words, last thoughts? Are we good?
Love it.
Sounds good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I missed Ryan a little bit, but you guys did an ample job of covering for him, so good job. We're going to take off for the week, I guess. Send us an email, geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com. If you're that girl Adam was talking about, geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com. Other than that, I think we're good. Everyone have a great week. See ya.
Later.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. I hate Chris sometimes.
Oh, God. It's been a
long time. Why?
Please, God. No. No. And I will see my dream
come alive at last. Hey,
not
this is good shit.
Touch the sky. And I'm not gonna hold back. Cause I've got faith.
Amy, get down there and turn that off.